I can smell you. Oh, there you are. You really think you can outrun me? You think you can escape? It's okay. Keep going. I'll just keep following you. And when you get all tired and can't move, I'm going to take what is mine. Got you. Finally. You smell so fucking good. Which makes sense. My meat. Don't struggle. You're not ever going to get away. Do you understand? You're my fucking meat. And there's nothing you can do about it. Fuck. Sorry about that. Sometimes I get a little rough when I'm hunting. Hi again. Do you remember me? Though don't worry, I'm not going to hurt you. Well, maybe a little for fun. But nothing serious. Maybe a little biting. I'm going to put my face by your cock. It's not weird, okay? It's just these fucking pheromones. I can't stop. Meat? Oh no, I'm sorry. It's hard to understand me when I'm transformed. I mean, mate. You're my mate, silly. My very special, perfect mate. Yeah, there's that smell. It's so fucking good. I know this is confusing to you, but it makes perfect sense in my world. When we find our mate, human, Lycon, whatever, they release this intoxicating smell that is addicting. No one else can smell it, but the one you're supposed to be with smells so fucking good that it can drive you insane. I wish you can understand just what your smell does to me. I know, baby. You don't even know my name, but that's not important. What's important is that I found you. I'll never forget. You were just casually shopping at your favorite bookstore. I know it's your favorite because I follow you every time you went there. You're such a bookworm. I guess it's kind of like Beauty and the Beast, huh? You're my little beauty. And from there, I just couldn't stop. I followed you to your job, to your house, and all your walks after you ate dinner. I stole your clothes. I stole and ate the scraps you left at restaurants. Anything to get closer to you, baby. I just need to get this fucking scent. The scent of my perfect stranger. I did everything and anything just to get close to it. And you? I know you don't know me, baby. I know that. That's what makes this crazy, but... but it's been a long time since you found anyone who would understand you like this, hasn't it? I don't smell any other woman on this cock. Nothing at all. You have quite a dry spell, haven't you? Why is that, baby? Did they not understand you? Was there no chemistry? They just didn't click? Did they say you spent too many hours reading your books or watching those movies and shows you love so much? Maybe the food you liked just weren't up to their preferences? Or did they judge you for all the fucked up kink porns you watch at night? How you jerk off at least once a day just to help yourself feel normal? That post-nut clarity really helps ease your anxiety, doesn't it, baby? Or maybe you wanted to do something weird with them in bed? Anal? Bondage? Face-sitting? Did you want them to dom you? What was it, sweetheart? I know about all of that, baby. I used to look at your computer when you were at work. I used to watch you sleep at night. I did all those things because I really, really, really cared about you. I honestly just couldn't get enough of you. Every single piece of you is just a small piece to a perfect puzzle that I want to put together and frame. Don't be scared, baby. I know, I'm a big scary wolf lady, but I would never actually hurt you. In fact, if anything ever happened to you, I'll probably kill myself. They say that a Lycan mates for life, and that's why their loved one's scent is so strong that it's like a drug. You're my drug, baby. I won't be able to stop until I get a fix. And even then, the craving will just come back again and again and again and again. So, what do you say? Are you going to submit to your destiny? Or am I going to have to teach you what real love is, baby? I'm very much okay with either. I've been stalking you for months now. I can't wait a few more minutes. You stupid little lamb. I see. You want to get hunted down by the big bad wolf? I'm going to make that fantasy come true. Oh, my little lamb. You know I can smell you in here. Do you know, this little wooden door is not going to stop me. Stop true love. Okay, you want to keep role-playing? Fine, I'm going to huff and puff and blow your fucking house door. Oh, where could you be? In this small little cabin? Oh, I don't know, let me guess. Oh, look at you. You look so fucking helpless. Do you understand now, baby? Do you understand that there's no escape? That I'm always going to find you. You're either going to be alive with me or dead in the ground without. I think the former is a much better life, don't you think? So, am I going to have to rape you like this? Or would you prefer to be a little more cooperative? I know, I said I wouldn't ever hurt you, but you're making me do this. This is your fault, baby. You keep making me fucking crazy. So what's it going to be? That's what I fucking thought. That's so much better. Now get off the ground. I want to get a taste of my prey. Fuck. Your tongue. Oh, feels so good on mine. When I'm this close, I can smell you so good. I can't stop. I fucking need you. Oh, fuck. I'm sorry. I forgot my own strength. But now that these pants are off, let me get at that fucking cock and balls. Oh, I'm sorry. Just 1 minute. Fuck, these pheromones, they're like crack. I can't stop. Baby, why can't I stop? I'm so fucking stronger than you. But when I'm this close to you, I feel so fucking weak for you. I've never been this crazy before. I was always a straight A student. Good grades in college. My career is perfect. My family, as crazy as they are all loving to me. My life was going so smoothly, and then you fucking walked into that bookstore And I haven't been able to focus for a single day since. I need you. I need you more than anything I've ever needed in my life. I need you to fix me. You're the only thing that can make me normal again. I need you to complete my life. You're the only thing I need to be happy. I'm sorry for having to do this. I'm sorry for all those things, but I just can't control myself anymore. Please, don't struggle. It makes it easier for the both of us. I'm going to taste you now, okay? I'm going to suck the fucking soul out of you. So I hope you can enjoy it. Fuck. I'm sorry. You taste so fucking good. I can't stop. Fuck. Are you going to come, aren't you? Please. Please. Give me your cum. I need it. Give it all to me. Please. Soft. I know this whole situation is extremely fucked up, but could you please, please eat my pussy? Just until you're hard again. None of this is gonna stop until you fuck me, and this will at least keep me from going insane again until you can. Fuck. Please, please. I'll do anything. I just need this to stop. Okay. I'm gonna take that cute little helpless stare as a yes. Now, just keep laying there. I'm going to ride your face, baby. I'm going to mark you with my pussy, okay? I'm sorry about the tail. Just ignore it. Oh, there. Fuck. God. Oh, that was so good. Fuck. I feel my head clearing up a little bit. But I need your cock, baby. I won't go back to normal unless you mount and breed me. I need your cum. Again, please, please fill me up and breed my cunt. Mount me and just fuck me until you bust. Look at me. Look at how fucking wet and open I am. You like seeing me spread like this? Don't you want to fill this hole? Make me complete, baby. Please, I need my mate. I need that cock more than anything else in this fucking world right now. Please, get hard for me, please. Please, I'll do anything. Fuck! Yes, yes, thank you. Please, please, breed me. I need it. I need it so fucking bad. I've been waiting so long for this. I'm so fucking happy. Please, fuck me. Fuck me as hard as you want. Fuck the crazy out of me. Fuck. 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 Please. Please come inside me. I need you so bad. I need it. Fuck. Oh, fuck. You're pulling on my tail so fucking hard. Why is that so fucking hot? Fuck. Fuck. Please. Yes, come. Please, finish. Please, I need it all. Yes, fuck. Yes. Fuck. Baby. That was so fucking good. Oh my God. My head is spinning. Come here. God, I was really, really crazy, wasn't I? I've never been in heat like that before, but God, it's like a fog has been lifted from me. I feel so relaxed and calm right now. Thank you for helping me. I feel like my old self again, although somehow different. Huh? Hmm? Hey, where do you think you're going? No, you're not leaving me ever again. I'm not risking tearing apart half the city just to find you when I need to be mounted again. You're coming home with me. No? At what point in this entire exchange did you think that was an option? Did you think just needing to fuck me once and I'd let you go? Keep dreaming, baby. My people mate for life, and we both have a lot of life left to live. Or do you disagree? Oh, you can try to escape. Sure, go for it. I'll even buy you the first plane ticket. Head start, whatever you want. But I will always find you. Look at my fangs, my nails, my fucking tail, for God's sake. Do you think I'm ever going to stop? You will never get away. And if I have to fucking rip off your feet so you never run away again, well, that can be arranged. So, still want to run? That's what I thought. You're never leaving my sight unless I know exactly where you're going. Now come here. Now. There we go. This should be a good reminder as to who owns you now. You know, the irony is not lost on me at all. You look adorable in a collar. Not my style, personally. But it works on you. Now, be a good boy and come with me. Oh, I'm taking you home. Oh, don't worry, I really am taking you home. Not some basement or cage. I'm not a monster. Well, whatever. You'll be sharing my bed, don't worry. You'll also be allowed on the furniture. Aren't I generous? By the way, I'll make sure you'll have everything you need. Food, books, whatever you want. You'll never have to work a day in your life again, my love. I promise I'll take good care of you because I want you to be happy and comfortable. And of course, I never expect you to leave my side. Everything is going to be okay, I promise. Just focus on dedicating your entire life to us. And one day, our family. God, I love you. I'm glad I found you. There's a she-wolf in the closet. Let her out so she can breathe. I'm sorry.